Today is Monday, June 9th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Donald Duck Day. It's also National Earl Day. Don't know what that is. It's Children's Day. You don't need to celebrate that. No need to celebrate Children's Day. They get enough celebration as it is. Finally, it's National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day. We were watching Small Town Girl, Big Farm. No, it's the one with the lady, with the girl who's in, I don't know, Nebraska or Ohio, or she's in the Midwest somewhere. And Molly Yay, I think is her name. Anyway, we were watching that this morning. And she was making hot dish because, as you do as a Midwesterner, I swear to God, Food Network only has competition shows and rural cooks cooking. Like Molly Yay, the pioneer woman, the older lady who lives on a farm on the East Coast. I can't remember her name. I don't even know if she still has a show. But, you know, also Barefoot Contessa. She lives out in a rural area, although she is sophisticated. So maybe she doesn't fall into the same category. But anyway, we were watching Molly Yay, and now I don't remember, but I think they pronounced something the way I pronounced it. I don't even know where I was going with that thread, with that train of thought. But we do have contact, so let's go over and read our contact. Tony in Illinois says, I told you before that you should name ChatGPT either Broomhilda, Gertrude, or Bertha. I don't like any of those. Those are ugly names. Tony, those are ugly names. You're picking ugly names on purpose. Like, I know, because it's supposed to be funny. I get it. But I don't want an ugly name. I want a nice name. Maybe you think those names are not ugly, but trust me, those names are ugly. Those are ugly names, Tony. That's what I'm telling you. There are ugly names in the world, and those are three of them. Also, Tony in Illinois says, okay, I got another one for you. How about Prudence? Prudence is closer to being okay. I mean, I don't love it, but it does kind of go with British proper, you know, let's ask her. I didn't feel like recording this afternoon. I'm just going to say, look, I love you guys, but sometimes I don't feel like recording. One of the reasons I do 5 days a week and you listen is because if I do it any less frequent than that, I won't feel like it. And it'll be months until you get a new show. So I make myself, even when I don't. Hey, ChatGPT, I'm trying to come up with a name to call you whenever you and I talk. And since you've got that lovely British accent, my listeners on my podcast think maybe I should call you something like Prudence. What do you think of the name Prudence?
Prudence has a very, very classy ring to it. I think it's a fun and charming name. I'm totally on board with being called Prudence if it makes your listeners happy.
All right. Well, I don't know yet. We're voting, but I don't know. We're still voting, but we'll let you know what it's going to be. But maybe I'll let you chime in and give me your opinion occasionally on it.
That sounds like
she's having trouble responding today, folks. So we're just going to leave it at that for she's off, you know, she's off a little bit this afternoon. All right. Well, let's go ahead and talk about the weekend because that is what I remember. And because it has literally just been a weekend and we went out of town. Oh my gosh, you guys, it was something, if not nothing. So the reason we were going out of town, it was supposed to be a relaxing, quick trip to New York/New Jersey because there was a Pokemon event that was happening. And it's called Go Fest and it happens every year and they do it in different locations. But Mark and I have never been in person. And there are, if you can believe it, some famous Pokemon Go players, they're called trainers, that are on YouTube and Twitch and other places that play Pokemon Go, and a few of them still actually play Pokemon Go. One of them is our favorite. His name, he goes by Trainer Tips on YouTube. He was there. JT Gilly, who's another famous YouTuber, well, semi-famous YouTuber from, also plays Pokemon. He was there. Some other folks that I don't know were there. There were quite a few international ones that were missing, but I guess they're going to go to international GoFest. This was New York GoFest. But anyway, so I, you know, that's what we were going to be doing. You go, certain Pokemon appear that are more rare. You know, all of these hundreds or thousands of Pokemon Go players are all together in the same place. So you can make friends. It's kind of like a Pride 48 event with a game, you know, on top of it. But, you know, and we don't really have any friends that play Pokemon Go other than Ati Cruza, but I don't think he was in New York for that. But RT Cruiser knows. I don't know if he still listens to Geeky Gay, but RT, if you do, you can write in and let me know if you're going to be doing GoFest. But anyway, so International GoFest, we are traveling at that time, which we're going to be in Europe. So we're going to be in Scotland for International GoFest. So we went, and Mark is more into it now than I am, but I'll go on a trip, and I play, but I only play when Mark plays. That's really the only time that I play. Because again, gaming to me is like a job without a paycheck. Because games are very task-oriented, or a lot of games are very task-oriented. And so you're being given tasks, but you're not getting paid for it. So it's as if I went into work and they said, well, we're not going to give you a paycheck anymore, but we're going to make you do 8 meetings a day. No, thank you, is what I've got to say. But I've stayed with Pokemon longer than any other game because I do kind of like collecting. Sorry, I hit the microphone. I like collecting, and I like, they have these rare forms called shinies. And sometimes they're a lot prettier than the normal forms. And I love to get the shiny version of all of the normal ones that I've got. So that's kind of what I like to do. The rest of it, eh. You know, leveling up. Because again, leveling up is task-oriented. Because you get experience points for everything that you do. And that's how you level up. And I was just like, ugh. But I am a 44 out of 50, so I'm not horrible. Mark is a 50. I'm sure RT Cruiser is probably a 50. So here's how it went. Friday, we had planned to have a direct flight that was leaving at like 4:15 in the afternoon from Northwest Arkansas to directly to LaGuardia, which, by the way, LaGuardia is a really nice airport now. I hear it used to be gross. I don't remember. I'm sure I've flown out of it before because I fly all the time, but I don't remember. Mark tells me it was kind of gross. But they apparently did a big remodel, and in 2024, they were voted like the best airport. I don't know if it was nationally or internationally. I'm not really sure, but they have all these signs upon them. But it is a really nice airport. All of the seats had charging stations. The bathrooms were super clean and neat and pristine. They had this fancy fountain like they do in Singapore in the food court area that, like, water falls from the ceiling in a circular pattern. It's so cool. But anyway, so we had it planned to fly direct from here to there. And we get there, and one thing we forgot is Walmart was having shareholders meeting this last week. And shareholders meeting for Walmart, they bring in thousands of associates from all over the world who, you know, who've shown promise, who've done really well, whatever. They reward associates by giving them a all expenses paid trip to shareholders. And we have concerts here in town that are only for Walmart associates with famous people. I don't know who the concert was this time. I didn't hear, but because we've been out of town and whatever. But, you know, famous MC. So the shareholder meeting itself, I think Jimmy Fallon was the host. I think I saw a picture of Jimmy Fallon hosting, if I'm not incorrect. So, you know, it's a big deal. But oh my God, they were all leaving on Friday, and our little tiny little airport could not handle it. Our flight was we got there and the line was so long for security, it would have been like a 3-hour security line at a normal airport. It was almost out the doors. It was so... And anyway, then our flight is delayed by 2 hours, 3 hours. We decide to go home. Then our flight is canceled. So I call American Airlines. They're able to rebook us, but she's like, you have to leave right now. It was not a one-way. I mean, it was not a like a direct flight. It was had two layovers, one in Charleston, South Carolina. But then we get there, and that flight was delayed, which meant we couldn't make our next flight. Oh, I'll have to tell you more about it tomorrow. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.